This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival. I'm here with Emily Johnson Erday, who's one of the winners in the New Song Showcase. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
So I grew up in a really musical family. My dad is an old-time fiddler. He plays pretty much every instrument with strings that you can imagine. And we would go to music festivals every summer, so I grew up just hearing all of these fiddle tunes and banjo tunes and ballads and mountain music and like taking it largely for granted, honestly, until after I graduated college and then I got to New York City to study to do acting. And then I was like, nope, the music is calling me. I've got to do the music.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell us about one of the first times you played your music in front of an audience.
The first time that I sat down and was like, I'm going to write a song, was for an audition for a devised show. And what that means in theater language is you know what story you're going to tell, and you get a group of people together who have different abilities, and you just make the show. You write the script, you do everything. So we ended up with a devised play with music, a musical, and I wrote the music and a little bit of the lyrics for that. And so doing that in a theatrical setting was probably pretty different than doing it in a singer-songwriter setting, because people were responding to the entirety of the show as opposed to just my music. And maybe that took the pressure off a little bit, actually. So that was probably a good introduction.
Cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, though. It's nice to write music with a purpose.
Right. For fitting into a larger piece of art.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the spark for the first song you're going to play for us?
This first song is called The Druid Hymn, and I wrote it out of a twofold frustration. The first being I visited one of those churches with like a more modern sound, and I was just very frustrated with the quality of the music. I was like, this isn't inspiring. I don't feel the spirit. I'm also not a particularly religious person, but if a church has good music, I'll enjoy myself. So I was frustrated at like the lyrics, and I was thinking about how the beautiful old hymns and the old mountain like gospel songs that I grew up with still inspire me and comfort me in a way that, you know, religion hasn't for a long time. And I really wanted to write something that felt that way, but without the religious or without the specifically Christian connotations.
Let's hear that song.
Yeah, so this is the Druid Hymn. When my bones sink into the earth, and my breath flows o'er the glen, when my dust to dust returns, when my blood colors the rose, let it bloom with no thorn. Let no rebuke from old life go when I am newly born. When I am newly born, sisters, when I am newly born. Let no rebuke from old life go. listen for the new.
Thank you. Talk a little bit about your musical influences and performers or songwriters that have influenced you.
I am very, very inspired by Gillian Welsh. I grew up listening to her music and her songwriting, and the way that she just sounds like the old songs, really, I just admire that a lot. I also grew up on Christine Lavin's CDs, and like her sense of comedy is really something that I like discovered later. I really like enjoy emulating. And then John McCutcheon's music and just the plethora of stories that he tells, and the fact that you can have a song that's not about you and have it be about everyone. I find that I write a lot more songs about like outside myself situations rather than inside myself situations. And I think that I got that from John's guidance. Yeah.
Cool. So would you do another song for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is called the Songbird Song.
Thank you.
Thank you again for having me.